Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Actually, yeah, such an audience. Yeah, cool stuff, but I hope... Yeah, come on.
My name is Alexander. I'm a global business director, responsible for chemicals for Goodpack Europe. So you might heard about Goodpack. Goodpack is a pooling provider, a packaging operator. And I am an invited speaker for sustainable and circular supply chain solution. So this is why I have a report and a presentation to share our understanding of circular supply chains and to present the solution which might support your companies. Let me start. So during this report and during my presentation, I would like to disclose a few topics, but the major message is to identify how smarter circular supply chains models can improve efficiency, resilience, and sustainability. First of all, I would like to start with circularity in general. So here, during discussion with different players, it was one of my questions. So guys, how do you treat circularity? And I receive a lot of feedbacks. So in my point of view, this is five key topics of circularity. First, to extend asset life through a reusable system before considering recycling or disposal, and reuse before recycle is the main topic. Design for logistics, talking about packaging, filling, transport, operation. So design for logistics, not only for chemicals or chemistry. Closed loop responsibility, meaning clear ownership and accountability across producer, logistic provider, and end user, which in my point of view, specifically here in Europe, it's one of the key points taken into account regulation and pressure. Waste prevention at a source, eliminating one-way packaging, unnecessary cleaning or product losses, and definitely measure an impact of this action. You might hear it, LCI assessment and carbon calculator, all these tools which can help to measure an impact of these actions. Sustainability, it's also a hot topic. So attending any different conferences, I realize sustainability is a new era, at least for next 5 or 10 years. So here, major players, they somehow committed to reducing waste and drive circular economy, announcing zero waste, increasing reuse and recycling in supply chains, collaborate with their partners, suppliers, and contractors to get rid of waste and plastic waste specifically, and increase the amount of recycled plastic. In my point of view, it's not just a commitment, it's definitely a differentiator. Which company used to promote their products and to ensure that their brand stands alone among all competitors. So, quite important slide, I should say. This is the best practices and initiatives across the value chain, which I saw in the chemical industry, specifically in silicones and lubricants. So first of all, increasing use of circular solution. This means creation circular supply chains, but also waste management. One of the key initiative, and day two, I see a few reporters who presented their presentations regarding life assessment, life cycle assessment tools, and also process optimization and digitalization. But one of the initiatives is sustainable packaging through reduce, reuse, and recycle, meaning introducing new packaging formats, talking about recycle content and packaging where it's possible, also increasing back-in-box solution, which helps to decrease plastic, and arrange programs of drums, pails, and IBCs recycling. So here, as a Goodpack, we introduce our product, our solution, which is metal reusable IBC. It's an alternative to intermediate bulk chemicals. And this container made of metal. So it's galvanized steel. You see a pallet with the foldable walls. And this solution designed for 1,600 liters or a payload of 1,400 up to 1,600 kilograms. Both options possible, designed for top discharge or bottom discharge, makes the solution similar and competitive operation against drums and
plastic IBC, or you can call it bottling cage. So is this practical solution? Yes, it is. Payload capacity, it's optimized, so it will also ensure a total cost of ownership optimization. And it's applicable for non-dangerous chemicals, non-dangerous goods, such as oils, greases, additives, emulsions. Despite their viscosity level, there is a solution, which is a bag inside the box. Payload assumption is quite simple. If you compare good bag container against drums or bottling cage, you see that payload capacity is the equivalent of 8 drums. It is savings. So 8 drums can be replaced, plus 2 pallets, plus wrapping or film. And in comparison to a bottling cage, it's 1.6 times better than a standard bottling cage. You see my assumption on the screen. Liner, it's something unique, I should say. There are different models available for containers, which are made of 3 layers, 3 LDPE films. They all are temperature resistant, and it could be a combination of LDPE and nylon, but temperature resistant is up to 85 or 95 degrees Celsius, so it's applicable for all operation with hot product like greases or liquid silicone rubber. This option, which are on the screen, is quite unique because it's not a standard liner, it's a cassetted liner. You see a cassette which you can easily place on top of container. Whatever you call it, cassette or a cartridge, it ensures quite easy installation. You just need to place it on top of container and deploy it. So installation will take 10 seconds only. And you see example of operation with semi-automated machine, so it's pretty easy to start filling into good pack container. Two pictures to demonstrate filling operation. So left picture show robotic boom arm where this equipment investigate an opening and place a lance directly inside container. And a most common filling station, semi-automated boom arm where container is on a scale right below a lance. So this is how unit can be filled. Benefit of this design is quite simple. First of all, container is foldable. So when you store this container empty, preparing for filling operation, you can store it, as you see, on the left side of the picture. So this is a pallet stackable on top of each other. So you require less than 2 square meters to stack 20, 25, or 30 empty containers. When they're laden, so you see an example in the middle, they can be stackable up to 4 or 5 high. 5 high is something that technically confirmed based off technical data sheet. The most common pattern is 3 or 4 layers. And the design of this metal container is optimized for full truckload or full container load shipment. In my practice, talking to different chemicals manufacturers who used drums and IBCs a lot, you see this upper row showing inefficiencies of using drums. So first of all, they're not really stable and you need to ensure that drums can be stacked safely or there is different equipment which should be in place. But the core message, using drum, you cannot utilize all shipping container space and you can do this with GoodPack. So this ensures safe, efficient and standardized method of packing and loading operation to prevent cargo damage and to maximize shipping container utilization. This is something that our customers use. Talking about solution, before I get back to circularity and sustainability, there is also one more solution which is dedicated to dry bulk chemicals. This is pellet. 3 SKUs available. RP3 stands for chemical pellet 3. RP4 stands for dimensions of chemical pellet 7, and RP5 is the biggest solution available. These pellets are, well, let me say intelligent pellet because there is a platform, but these rails on the right and on the left side, they are inside the pellet. And when necessary, a worker and operator should erect this rail on both sides, which makes the pellet stackable. Stackable up to 4 high, and this is really good solution, addressable solution for big bags, 1-ton big bags, 25 or 13 kilogram sacks and even drums. So no additional packaging is necessary to ensure stickability of the solution. And you see, this is something which works well with incumbent packaging like big bags or sacks. So how Goodpack creates circular supply chains? First of all, by managing the fleet. So we do not sell these containers, we provide them in lease. And serving this large fleet of containers, we follow the rule of 3R, reuse, repair, and recycle. First of all, definitely containers reused. So when the customer provides it back, we take care to clean these containers and to ensure that there is no damage. If damage appears, containers should be repaired. And if the damage beyond repair, containers can be recycled. We purchase new container and inject this container into our fleet. But the real thing we're proud about is our network of operational warehouses, which we have all around the globe. We have a few in North America, Central and Latin America. We have a few operational warehouses in EMEA region, including South Africa, Middle East, and a few depots in European Union, and also more than 30 operational depots in Asia. So overall, active returnable containers fleet is more than 4.3 million units. This means if your facility is located somewhere in European Union and you have a customer in America or in Asia, it doesn't mean that we will collect and return containers back to Europe. We collect our containers back to the nearest operational depot, and this is how it works. So 90 operational depots and more than 5,000 globally delivery and collection points. So whatever you are or your customer are, Goodpack network can support, and we collect our container back. One of the interesting topics is data-driven decarbonization. Following the trend and the request from the customers, we realize that we should be able to provide quite detailed data on Scope 3 emissions. And this is why in our company we introduce a carbon calculator based on life cycle impact assessment, knowing a trade lane, meaning country A and country B, potential volume of product, we can provide a carbon emissions analysis or data to customer or your end user to ensure that this packaging is more sustainable than just one-way drum or one-way plastic IBC. The key question, is it really more sustainable? Yes, it is. You see this graph with a comparison of Goodpack container against metal drums, wooden crate, corrugated IBC, and cage IBC. So this is a very good insight how Goodpack emissions or emissions used in Goodpack can be compared against incumbent packaging, specifically against drums. So the outcome is really significant. Value proposition, quite straightforward. There is a five key points. First of all, it's total cost of ownership. Definitely talking about sustainability, we would like to have sustainability as something cost neutral. So cost or expenses to use the packaging is on the first place. So making different analysis, we confirm that TCO optimized around 30% against bottling caged and around 50% against drums. You can imagine that it's quite significant sum of money. Then sustainable impact. Based on analysis we made, there is 80% of CO2 emissions decarbonization effect, and it's in line with major players and companies' ESG goals. Supply chain efficiency and transparency is something also important. Each container has an RFID tag, so we scan it prior shipping to the customer, and normally customer have also scanning solution, so it gives a transparency overall supply chain. And moreover, containers convenient to handle. Quality control, meaning enhanced insulation of the product, like rubber, liquid silicone rubber, high consistency rubber, emulsions or oil inside a liquid liner, inside a bladder. So it's protected against dust, moisture, oxidation. So in most of the cases, it's even better solution to protect the product inside inside a bin or inside container. And last but not least, digital solutions, meaning seamless online platforms. So taking into account the scope of the company, meaning 20 different entities around the globe, it's important to have a website, a customer portal, where customer can extract all the information about how many containers are in use, what is the average cycle or time, and etc. Moreover, a second web portal is available for end users to allow easy dehire of containers from their facilities. Talking about sustainability, I think one of the important topics is discuss European regulation. So I have chosen two, which in my point of view, the most important. One of them is European deforestation regulation, which is in principle exist and upcoming, which makes a lot of changes in operation of our customers, chemicals manufacturers. So EU deforestation regulation goal is to significantly reduce the impact of the European market on global deforestation and forest degradation. This means that using something which is on the list, like wood, you should provide a deforestation certificate. So it's extra work for administration. But I think the main impact is with plastic packaging waste regulation, or so-called PPWR, which also exists. And the next milestone for this regulation is August of this year, so actually 6 months to go, which state that European Union introduced reused and recyclable target. And despite you as a packer or you as an end user, you should ensure the authorities that your packaging is reusable or recyclable. Unfortunately, what I see in the market and based on my discussion with chemical manufacturers here, not everyone realize the circumstances of packaging and packaging waste regulation and how soon it is. So August, just 6 months to go, meaning that manufacturers and their customers should change a supply chain or just to ensure that the end user has responsibility to do something with one-way packaging, despite we're talking about a pallet or drum or container, but it should be returned or it should be recycled in a proper manner. So in GoodPack, we try to educate customers and potential leads talking about packaging and packaging waste regulation, just to explain how it works and what targets are in place of the packers and the end users. Well, and in the end of my report, a simple message, a circular supply chain solution exists. So packer and a chemical manufacturer has a right to create something by their own, but there's also a solution like GoodPack, which can help to create circular supply chain based on metal returnable IBC and a global network. And it's already exists and applicable for different non-dangerous chemicals. This is it. Thank you so much. And if you have a question, I'm ready to address them.
Thank you. I have a question on the material compatibility. Can it be extended also to fine chemicals in general? Do you have a sheet with compatibility of the steel material with chemicals?
Ah, a very good question. Actually, that's the point that there is no direct compatibility of chemicals with metal, because there is a bag-in-box solution. So the liquid liner made of LDPE film will be inside. So it's compatibility of chemicals against LDPE. Yes, we do have such a spreadsheet for typical chemicals, which I can share with you later. And this is one of the most important things to think about during start of operation with bag-in-box solution. So your chemicals, your product should be compatible to LDPE layer. In most of the cases with liquid silicon rubber, high consistency rubber, oils, no issue at all. But there is a certain combination where chemicals can be aggressive against LDPE, and this is why the solution should be changed with more protective layers.
Right.
Yeah.
And last question, can they be used also for waste? But in that case, it would be a long-term lease, because I'm thinking of my company. We collect the waste in IBC, at the moment plastics IBC, and then we send it to the nearest incinerator, and then we have it back on the site. Is it also an option, or it's
Absolutely.
Mainly for products?
Such a good question you asked. Well, first of all, it's not about Packer to ship something. It's also a very good solution for waste collection. We do have a number of customers who use the solution for plastic waste collection or re-refined oils collection or catalyst used or spent catalyst collection. So yeah, that's efficient. If you do not have a massive solution or a service where a truck or isotank or flexitank can collect all the volumes, but you need intermediate volumes, moreover, you should use it in a proper way to minimize the storage space. So IBC, stackable IBC, can be a very good solution. And in this case, you might not use a liquid liner. So a standard bag or a liner can be just place. And so, yeah, I will provide you with a business card
Thank
so
you.
We can share an example. What is the customer experience in this Thank case? You. Thanks a lot. Thank you.